Hi, this is DJ Bennett for the Kill Radio News Team. Are you aware that more American soldiers are dying from suicide than dying from either of the armed combats that we are part of nowadays? I.e., more American soldiers are killing themselves than have died in Afghanistan and Iraq. Last year, the suicide count of American soldiers was 334, which exceeded the 316 soldiers who were killed in Afghanistan and the 149 who were killed in Iraq. In 2009, 334 soldiers committed suicide, 211 in the Army, 47 in the Navy, 42 in the Marines, and 34 in the Air Force. And in fact, totals are underreported and undercounted, so the numbers may be quite higher. Why is this? Well, since the question rarely gets asked, we don't have an answer. But something is terribly wrong when soldiers who are meant to protect our country are thrown into such a state of dismay that they commit suicide. I know, it's a serious thing. And you don't want to hear serious things, maybe. But these are facts. This is the Weekly News and Review. It was posted by Jeremy Keene on the 16th of August, 2011, on the Harpers.org website. I get it as an email. And this is the news of the preceding week. A cholera epidemic struck refugees fleeing a famine in southern Somalia that has killed an estimated 29,000 children so far. Benadir Hospital in Mogadishu reported 181 deaths, as well as symptoms in more than 4,000 people, three-quarters of them under the age of five. Activists said that the Syrian government forces had killed at least 50 people in five cities. Anti-government militias in Libya advanced into the cities of Zawiya and Garyan, and hundreds of thousands of Israelis demonstrated against such social injustices as inadequate housing, despite government approval of 1,600 new units in an East Jerusalem Haredi neighborhood and 277 homes in a West Bank settlement. If there was a project for Arabs in East Jerusalem, we'd approve that too, said Interior Minister Eli Yishai of the Shah's party. Meanwhile, London police charged nearly 600 people in conjunction with riots that took place across four nights in the UK capital. The US Army reported that 32 soldiers committed suicide during the month of July, the highest number since the figures first started being released to the public in 2009. A series of explosions in more than 15 Iraqi cities killed at least 60 people. Six suicide bombers killed 22 people in an attack on a provincial governor's compound in Afghanistan. And an F-16 strike wiped out the Taliban insurgents who killed 38 Afghan and U.S. troops in a rocket attack on a helicopter. Old male sparrows rap battled in tough Ontario neighborhoods, and macaque armies gathered to fight New Delhi's Langur Guard. That's funny. Scientists failed to differentiate DNA in sperm cocktails. Texas Governor Rick Perry became the 16th Republican man to declare himself a candidate for president in the 2012 election. Michelle Bachmann won the Republican straw poll in Ames, Iowa, but she's from Iowa, isn't she? After finishing poorly, Governor Tim Pawlenty withdrew. Candidate and former CEO Mitt Romney told hecklers at the state fair in Des Moines Corporations are people, my friend, which is evil. And a Louisiana man told police he exposed his penis to a Ford because he's aroused by Walmart. The Dow Jones fell 635 points on Monday, rose 430 on Tuesday, fell 520 on Wednesday, and rose 423 on Thursday. Apple was briefly the world's most valuable publicly traded company before falling back to second. And narcissists were found to make poor business leaders. Former Russian President Vladimir Putin went scuba diving in Phanagoria, site of the, quote, Russian Atlantis, after finding the remains of two urns at a depth of 2 meters. He toured a nearby excavation. Can I take it? He asked archaeologists upon filching an ancient amphora fragment. It might be useful in my household. Critics said the urns had been planted there. A federal appeals court struck down the requirement in U.S. health care legislation that all Americans be insured. Barack Obama's approval rating dropped below 40% for the first time in his presidency. And leftists in Denmark beat up Shepard Fairey, creator of the Obama Hope poster, after calling him Obama Illuminati. Fairey declined to file a police report explaining, the only thing I could see coming out of this was further media commentary like, street artist whiner Shepard Fairey couldn't hold it down in a fight, so he snitches to the cops. The Pacific island of Niue announced it would issue coins bearing the images of Star Wars characters. I guess they think that those will sell and it'll make some money. And King Abdullah II of Jordan unveiled plans for a $1.5 billion Star Trek resort. Cuba held its first wedding of a gay man and a transgender woman. Prague held its first gay pride march. Sesame Street denied that Bert and Ernie were a couple. And Philip Hinkle, an anti-gay Republican state representative from Indiana, was discovered to have offered cash to an 18-year-old man in exchange for spending the night, plus a tip for a really good time. A Texas jury sentenced religious fundamentalist Warren Jeffs to life in prison for sexually assaulting 2 girls aged 12 and 15, who numbered among his 78 wives. A prison guard said Jeffs has been masturbating continuously when not in court, despite eating barely enough to stay alive. The Alaskan coastal hamlet of Kibalina pondered the origins of orange goo. Greased devils besieged rural Sri Lanka. And 2 California nursing home workers were jailed for pranking co-workers by covering dementia patients with slippery ointment. Oy. Illinois ran out of money for pauper funerals. The Edgar Allan Poe House in Baltimore faced closure due to inadequate funding. Soviet spies were accused of killing Albert Camus. Researchers declared that spoilers enhance the enjoyment of reading. I don't buy that. And the United States named as its poet laureate Philip Levine, a tiny wise child who this time will love his life because it is like no other. Thanks for those news reports, Jeremy. But my thoughts are still back with the strange thing that American soldiers are committing suicide more than they're dying in battle. That just can't help but stop and make you think. This has been the Weekly News and Review from KillRadio.org. Come to Kill Radio on Friday nights at around 11 p.m. to listen to my music program, The Chill Room, a collage that will change your life. Otherwise, I'll see you next week. And when you have time, go to KillRadio.org and, you know, give a listen to see what's happening.